It is Wednesday, January 9th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. How are you doing, Becca?
I'm all right, Kyle. How are
good.
You?
Very good.
Interesting topic for an opera.
Yes, it's the second season of Opera Fayetteville.
And the opera is called Dead Man Walking.
And it is of that same sister,
Helen Prejean.
Prejean, who's been to the university a couple times, and there was also a film and a novel about this.
She was here with the Dalai Lama,
right?
If you remember that. And she wrote a book about her efforts to counsel a convicted murderer. It is now an opera with libretto by Terrence McNally.
Yes, and this, to me, that's a subject that seems ripe for an opera
I would think so. And her goal, Tamara Ryan's goal with Opera Fayetteville, is to do contemporary opera. Should be interesting. Two performances only, 7:30 Friday and 3 o'clock Sunday at the Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall on the university campus in Fayetteville. Tickets are $18.
Last year they did Little Women, a newer, more contemporary version of Little Women.
And of course, remember, Catch Me If You Can continues at the Walton Arts Center.
Okay, thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I'm Ira Glass, and we got a tip at our show, This American Life, this week that a pork processor was taking the very bottom of a pig's intestines, the rectum, and slicing it into rings and selling that product as imitation calamari. Can it be true? Well, we investigated, including a taste test.
This was calamari.
Porky
was
doppelgangers this week.
This American Life, Saturday morning at 6 and Sunday morning at 10 on KUAF 91.3 FM.